This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Privilege in Politics and School Funding Formulas. In the time of tight public budgets at every level and the uneven recovery from the recession, especially in distressed communities, little is more contentious than the funding formula and the allocation of scarce resources in public schools. There may be few areas in the country where the issue is more weighted than in New Orleans, the home of the largest charter school experiment in the country over the last decade, where there continues to be a split system with some schools under the elected board and some still managed by the state. So the state of Louisiana is broke as a joke. Not a funny joke, but when leaving the state and much of the educational system in wreck and ruin after the failed narcissism of former Governor Bobby Jindal. Now in the reckoning with reality, the two local New Orleans school systems have tried to work out a formula through the various superintendents and the committees that advise them, composed of many of the school principals. Truth to tell, there have been a lot of problems with some of the charters. One of the more noxious has been the sleight of hand used by a number of the charters to steer special needs students anywhere possible, as long as it was not their own classrooms. A class action suit brought by national and local civil rights organizations exposed the situation for the venality it represented, but also meant that any funding formula was going to have to do better in supporting special needs students if possible. It was not a surprise that in negotiations, the often conflicting New Orleans-based school superintendents were able to come to an agreement on a formula urged and ratified by their advisory committees, but equally unsurprising is the reallocation of funds to the state-based recovery school district finally grips the reality of return to the Orleans Parish school system. Something was going to give, and that turned out to be the gifted, talented category. The funding in this category is set to drop under current discussions from $1,295 per student down to $375 per student. The reductions will be phased in gradually, with no school losing more than $170 per student on the average in the coming school year. Seems fair, doesn't it? In fact, it was approved 10-1 by the committee. Other organizations, from the Urban League to even the Louisiana Association of Charter Schools, sent the state board letters of support. Nevertheless, the few schools that are magnet charters for the gifted have squealed like stuck pigs. Partly that's because both politics and money demands they play their parts. Politics, because they're public school student base, and more importantly, their parents include people with more clout, louder voices, and deeper pockets than the average public school. So they have a shot that their pleadings might ease the pain. Money, because many of these schools are fundraising juggernauts with their own development staff, tax-exempt organizations, and zealot 100% fundraiser parents. From the numbers I happen to hear from one school, Benjamin Franklin High School, they already privately raised more than $1 million to supplement the state and local funds. Though the development team and principal were moaning that they would lose 12% of their funding on their $10 million school budget over the years, they would only lose about $150,000 this first year, and you get the feeling that is about the dollar amount you can put on whether or not they protest too much. The published paycheck for one of the other gifted schools is at the level that you could probably absorb the entire cut in the coming school year by lowering their pay to only $200,000 per year. People see the schools as privileged, and there is no way to escape that label, since that is also the way the students and their parents see and talk about the experience and why they're so generous in their private fundraising for the schools. Other principals accuse the gifted principals of driving a smear campaign. The Republican sponsor of the bill in the legislature asked the hard question: when the state's pockets are empty, the gifted and talented community gets a very large portion of the pie, and they don't want to give it up. I don't want to penalize one group over another, but there are limited funds. Do we take the funds away from the disabled and give them to the gifted? Funding fights are hardball, but this is one good example of a time when it makes sense not to count the dollars, but the votes, and play the long game by learning more about grace than grab. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.